Kovac gently caught her by the arm as she came around the desk, headed for the door. His touch surprised her.
I can be right there for you, he said, looking her straight in the eye.
And he meant it, Carrie thought.
This hardened street cop, who didn't even like her, would help her through this if she asked.
And she had no doubt that he would follow through. That was who Sam Kovac was, blunt, honest, reliable, and not for any reason other than he simply believed that that was the right thing to do.
I don't really want an audience, she said. I'll stay outside.
Carrie shook her head.
I already have two officers sitting out front. David is as aware of them as I am. He wouldn't risk touching me. He has a whole other life to live for. I can guarantee you, prison isn't on his agenda.
I don't want you to be alone, Kovac said.
Well, that's what I'll want to be. Alone. Despite all recent evidence to the contrary, I prefer to cry in private.
He didn't like the idea at all. He wanted to protect her.
What a lovely thought. Someone looking out for her. Someone to lean on. Someone volunteering to shoulder the burden for her.
I appreciate the thought, she said. I really do.
I don't trust him, Carrie.
Don't worry. David is far too passive-aggressive to hurt me himself.
I want you to call me after, Kovac said.
He still had hold of her arm and stood close enough that she could feel his breath on her cheek, peppermint, and the faintest hint of scotch. She arched a brow.
Drinking on the job, detective?
Yeah, he admitted,
that little tug of a smile at the corner of his mouth.
You drove me to it.
Well, then, I guess your secret should be safe with me.
She took a step away from him, and he let go of her arm. His expression turned serious.
Be careful, and call me. And remember, I can be there before you hang up the phone.
Carrie nodded. Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
She wanted to put her arms around him and hug him for being kind, or because she wanted to feel strong arms around her, supporting her, protecting her. She felt so alone. Instead, she thanked him again and went to the door. Lucy's face lit up.
Mommy, I learned how to arrest somebody.
Officer Young smiled at her.
What do you say to the bad guys?
Lucy put her hands on her hips and made her best mean face.
Assume the position.
Carrie chuckled.
We have to go now, sweetie. Thank Officer Young and Detective Kovac.
Lucy said her thanks to the officer, then went to Kovac's feet and looked up at him.
Thank you for holding my hand, Detective Kovac.
Kovac leaned down and shook her hand formally.
You're welcome, Fairy Princess Lucy. You can call me Sam.
The little girl smiled, delighted.
I like you, Detective Sam. Will you carry me?
Lucy, Carrie exclaimed. Kovac looked uncomfortable and slightly terrified. He glanced up at Carrie.
You don't have to, she said.
But when he looked back at Lucy, he couldn't seem to say no. Lucy put her arms around his neck and sat in the crook of his arm, looking pleased as punch with herself.
I'm going to pretend you're a giant, she said.
She jabbered at him all the way to the car. When he put her down on the sidewalk, he turned to Carrie, his expression dead serious.
You call me, I'm there.
Be careful. Carrie nodded and slipped into the back seat of the Mercedes. All the way home, she thought of how much her father would have liked Sam Kovac.